Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Baby Steps Millionaires, How Ordinary People Built Extraordinary Wealth and How You Can Too, is a personal finance book by Dave Ramsey that extends his well-known Baby Steps framework from debt reduction into long-term wealth building, positioned within the budgeting, investing, and financial planning genre. The book argues that becoming a millionaire is not limited to high earners, inherited wealth, or financial specialists. Instead, it presents wealth accumulation as the result of consistent habits, disciplined decision-making, and a practical investing plan. The book draws on Ramsey Solutions research, especially the National Study of Millionaires, to support the claim that most millionaires are ordinary people working in common professions. Its purpose is not to introduce complex market theory, but to make the path to seven-figure net worth seem understandable and actionable for everyday readers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book reframes millionaire status as ordinary and achievable. A central move in the book is to redefine what a millionaire is and to strip away the cultural myths that surround wealth. Ramsey argues that many people mistakenly equate millionaire status with extreme luxury, billionaires, or celebrity-level income, when in reality, many millionaires are teachers, engineers, accountants, and other middle-class professionals. This reframing matters because it changes the psychological starting point. If millionaire status is imagined as unreachable, readers are likely to dismiss the goal before acting. By presenting millionaires as statistically normal rather than exceptional, the book lowers the barrier between aspiration and behavior. The emphasis is not on luck, inheritance, or a dramatic windfall, but on long-term accumulation through steady financial choices. This is one of the book's most distinctive ideas because it challenges fatalism. It suggests that the major obstacle is often not income alone, but the belief that wealth is reserved for a different kind of person. The book uses that belief shift as a foundation for all of its practical advice. Secondly, Baby Step 4 is the bridge from debt control to wealth creation. The book expands especially on Baby Step 4, which is the stage where readers begin investing 15% of household income for retirement. This is important because the earlier baby steps focus on emergency funds, debt elimination, and financial stabilization. While Baby Step 4 signals a transition from defense to growth, Ramsey treats investing not as a speculative activity, but as a disciplined habit that should begin only after debt is controlled and a basic cash cushion is in place. The practical logic is straightforward. If money is being drained by debt payments, it is harder to build lasting wealth. Once those obligations are removed, consistent investing can compound over time. The book does not try to teach advanced market analysis. Instead, it presents investing as a repeatable process that ordinary households can implement through retirement accounts and steady contributions. This makes the book different from many finance books that focus on picking winners or timing markets. Its real point is structural wealth is built by moving from short-term crisis management to automated, sustained investing behavior. Thirdly, behavior, not income, is treated as the decisive factor. Another major theme is that wealth creation depends more on behavior than on raw income level. The book repeatedly suggests that a modest salary, handled with discipline, can outperform a larger salary that is poorly managed. That claim is central to Ramsey's broader philosophy because it shifts attention away from prestige and toward habits such as budgeting, saving, avoiding consumer debt, and investing consistently. The book does not deny that income matters, but it insists that income alone does not determine outcomes. A household can earn well and still remain financially fragile if spending rises with income and debt keeps accumulating. Conversely, ordinary earners can build substantial net worth if they live below their means and follow the plan over many years. This is why the book features stories of people from common backgrounds who became wealthy through steady execution rather than dramatic financial breakthroughs. The analytical value of this theme is that it makes financial progress measurable and behavioral. It implies that readers should focus less on waiting for a better job and more on controlling present decisions. Fourthly, the book addresses the emotional and moral barriers to wealth. Baby Steps Millionaires does more than explain financial mechanics. It also works to remove the emotional resistance people often feel toward money and investing. Ramsey discusses barriers such as fear, self-doubt, and the assumption that wealth is morally suspect or will damage family relationships. The book responds by arguing that money itself is not the problem. The issue is how it is managed and what it is used for. This perspective is important because many readers bring internal objections to wealth building, including guilt about wanting financial security or anxiety about becoming greedy. The book frames disciplined wealth creation as compatible with generosity, responsibility, and family stability. It also tackles the concern that wealth might spoil children by presenting financial stewardship as something that should be practiced alongside good values and giving. In this way, the book is not merely technical. It tries to reshape a reader's relationship to wealth, so that investing, saving, and net worth growth feel ethically acceptable and emotionally sustainable. That makes the framework more complete than a simple budgeting manual. Lastly, its strength is simplicity, though that simplicity is also its limitation. The book stands out for the simplicity of its method, but that same simplicity defines its limits. Ramsey's approach is intentionally direct, eliminate debt, build an emergency fund, invest steadily, and keep moving through the baby steps. For readers who want a clear system, this can be highly useful because it reduces financial decision-making to a sequence of understandable actions. The book is accessible precisely because it avoids technical jargon and complicated investment theory. However, this also means it may feel repetitive or overly rigid to readers who want nuanced guidance on portfolio design, tax strategy, housing decisions, or variable income situations. The framework assumes a level of consistency and discipline that may be hard for households facing unstable employment, high housing costs, or competing financial priorities. So the book is best understood as a practical philosophy rather than a comprehensive financial textbook. Its real contribution is not that it answers every financial question, but that it offers a coherent path from debt to net worth growth. That clarity is what makes it influential in the personal finance category. In conclusion, Baby Steps Millionaires is best suited for readers who want a plain-spoken, action-oriented guide to wealth building rather than a technical investing manual. It will be especially useful for people who already recognize the need to control debt, create a budget, and start investing, but want a framework that connects those habits to the goal of becoming a millionaire. The book's value lies in its accessibility. It translates a large financial objective into a sequence of steps that ordinary households can understand and follow. It also offers reassurance to readers who assume wealth is only for the already wealthy, because it presents millionaire status as the product of behavior, patience, and consistency rather than luck or elite income. Compared with many books in the same genre, it is less focused on optimization and more focused on obedience to a system. That makes it distinctive. It is not trying to impress readers with complexity. It is trying to remove excuses and simplify execution. For readers who want motivation grounded in a practical framework, it delivers a clear and repeatable path. If you would like to support Dave Ramsey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.